Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatroff from the Creation Light Ship and having another wonderful program. And today is Wednesday, November 17th, 2010. So let's just start off here, I guess. Remember, contact is all that it takes to connect to your spirit, so that's up to you to do that. We help you with that on these programs, and we help your spirit to get more integrated inside of your body. This is why we have all the clearings on the website. So let's get rid of some of your anxiety that you could have from the last day or two. So we'll do a little anxiety clearing. So think of something that made you anxious. And here we go. So sit back and relax. Take a deep breath if you like. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do it again for our anxiety. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do something for pain release for people. Here we go. Think of a pain you may have had recently. And the yawning must be painful out there for somebody. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what I'll mention is we'll have our Q&A call coming up on Friday after the BBS program on Station 2. And I'll give you the phone number for all those who may want to tune in case you can't come on the Friday Station 2 one, but you can come on afterwards. So it starts at 8 o'clock PST. That's 11 o'clock Eastern. The phone number is 646-519-5800. PIN number 9009. So 646-519-5800-9009. So that'll be this coming Friday at 8 o'clock PST. So, been doing some more healings there from the beyond. Right now we're working with, Monday night, got really, really tired, kind of after my last radio program. And after investigating, trying to figure out what was happening, noticed that there was a lot of, you might just see if you got tired, maybe around maybe 10 o'clock, let's see, between 9 to 11 o'clock, we'll say Monday night PST, okay? We should be around midnight back east. So what it was is the jellyfish energies were coming in very strongly, and the lightship had to, in a sense, take out a UFO craft that was about one-third the size of the planet here. And it was bringing in multiple, like, thousands of timelines for people. And so we got rid of that. That took probably about 15 minutes to get rid of this thing. But this morning had some more come in. And so we got rid of four more of these things. So if you have felt all of a sudden drained with your energy, that's probably what it would be. So it could have been, you know, yesterday also. So they're trying to come in. What they're trying to do, or what they have tried to do, I'll use it in the past tense here, was to bring forth the timelines to connect people to 2012. This is what I was perceiving. It says all these timelines were vacant. And they like doing courtings to people for 2012. So hopefully those are gone. And every day is a new day, so we'll see what happens. But the jellyfish energies are very strong right now. So if anybody has sensed that, you might want to maybe call in and just mention what you felt. If you all of a sudden felt very tired, like you lost maybe two-thirds of your energy, maybe you felt fine and all of a sudden it dropped down. That's because these things are probably attached to you. So that's what's been going on in my neck of the woods here. I'll do a clearing for jellyfish right now for people. And remember, this is if you're brand new to the program, you might not get a clue what we're doing here. And I don't want to, you know, frighten you or scare you away. Just go on the website, creationlightship.com, and check out some of the clearings that we have. We have a couple of radio programs from BBS about alien parasitic life forms. And one of those is the jellyfish energy. And these are also associated with the orbs. So orb and jellyfish are kind of very, very similar. So you don't want to have orbs attached to you. But first, two jellyfish. These are on your head, and the little tentacles go in and connect to your cellular memory. And we'll take away some of these energies now from you. Here we go. So count to 10. And I'm yawning again. A lot of energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 70, wowee. That's good. Thank you, 70. That's good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So when these energies come in, I'm yawning still. They can make you feel kind of disappointed, like there's no hope. This is what they want you to think. You know, depression is one way they really come in. So if you have felt that way, discouraged, depression, upset, like you're losing part of yourself, in a sense, not connecting, bitter toward life, this is what they do. They find out the thoughts in your cellular memory, right, that's going to give you a negative mindset. And they'll find those, and then they will transmit that to you as a thought, and then you're on that emotional roller coaster ride, because that thought that they're giving you naturally is keyed into maybe all of the harm and situations that you've had in your life, you know, that was negative, and the experiences, and all of a sudden, you know, you go on this roller coaster ride to hell, wondering what's wrong with you, trying to pull yourself up by the bootstraps, which you may not be able to do sometimes, and you don't know what's going on. You just know that you're depressed. So here we go, more jellyfish energy, and this is the way they work. And the dark side loves to live off your life force energy. Here we go, your traumas. So 1, more jellyfish energy has been released from you. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Ugh, boy. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do the orbs. Okay, now we have a free orb clearing on the website. So you may want to check that out also if you want to get some more of these off of you. It might help you. So here we go, orbs. 1, getting these released. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're going to now bring more of your spirit into you. So here we go. I'll count to 10. And we have a caller on, so let me get this first here. So thank you for calling, caller, but let me just do the spirit energy here. So 1, coming in, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. More spirit infusion. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so Carrie, back to you.
Okay.
Our co-host today.
Hi, everybody. I guess we probably should just jump straight to whoever has called in. So is there somebody there?
Yes. Hello. This is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
And, hi. So this whole jellyfish thing that you're talking about, I've been very tired the past couple of days, and it's really, like, out of nowhere, almost these frustrations will come. And one thing I will say that really helped, I did the personal activation that you did on the website, the object.
Yeah.
I did my chair that I sit in, and I noticed that really helps a lot because it's like I get almost kind of pulled outside of myself, and then it's like, but it's only instantaneous. Like, it's only for a moment, then I kind of come back in. So that seemed to help a lot. But definitely very tired and, you know, frustrated. But I have two questions for you, and I was wondering if you could answer them for me?
Sure, if I can.
Okay, so one is about this whole ascension thing. So is the only way to ascend, well, there's a lot of people out there that are doing a lot of work or what have you. Is the only way to ascend through the creation lightship? I mean, I would think that you just need to get your spirit and your body 100%, but of course, you know, you are the thing that I've found that clears out the most out of anything. So, I mean, what is can people still ascend without the creation lightship?
Well, the creation lightship does the ascension and also does what I call the universal shift. So that's across the universe of light. So let me see, how would I answer this here? If you knew nothing about the lightship, okay, at all, and you worked on yourself to get rid of your cellular memory out of your body to put it into neutral again, like the way it's supposed to be, with no judgment in it, then when ascension time were to come, as long as you were here on the planet at that particular time with your spirit fully in your body, you would ascend, yes. Okay? Because mm-hmm. the lightship would find light. They look for light. Unfortunately, probably most people don't understand that, so I don't know what else to say. But that's how you have your body do the ascension. So if you just, you know, forget about today's time, you know, and you look back what Jesus was doing, he was clearing out the same densities out of people for the ascension process. Because why would he come here? You know, if you look at it, you know, using your own mind, why would he come here as what he was told to save people from their sins, okay? I mean, that could have happened any time, right? You know, at any time period, but he came 2,000 years ago, and that's the reason for the ascension at that time. And now it's continuing on now. So every 2,000 years, a lightship comes to do this. So do you need the lightship? Well, you need the lightship to get rid of the densities to help you do that, but if you have your own way of doing it, which would be hard to do, but it could be done, I'm sure. But in this time right now, there's so much judgment that we have stored inside of us, I would say it'd be next to impossible to do. Now, in his time, I would say that, yeah, people had a much better chance because they had less media, less stimulant, you know, for information and stuff. So that's kind of how I would look at it. Did I answer your question okay for you?
Yeah. It's all about getting the spirit in the body. And then I have another question. My partner, she has this thing at night where she gets this choking thing. It's like I think it's some sort of alien attack thing. But what's interesting about it is it started when she was 16, and it was when she broke up with her first boyfriend. And ever in her life, ever since then, like whenever she separates from someone, she gets this attacking, especially, I mean, she gets it a lot, this attacking is like choking her in bed when she's trying to sleep. But, you know, especially when she separates from a partner. So I'm actually recording this. So can you do a clearing for that, for this type of attack, and maybe just talk about what it could be and what we could do to stop it? I mean, I suggested her to do the personal activation, like on her duvet, so she could have that with her, but that didn't really seem to work.
So I don't really know what to do to stop it. Okay, so relationships, boyfriends she's had since you? Because she's probably had, I would say, two for sure.
I don't know. Maybe
20? Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay, so what it could be is somebody could have did a whammy on her, okay, a psychic attack, a spell on here with the first boyfriend, okay, making her maybe feel that way possibly. Now, does it normally happen the same time every night? That might be a clue, too.
Yeah, it happens mostly when she just lays down. And she also said recently that she can perceive that there's, like, a person sitting on her bed. And she always perceived it as being her dead mother. But now she just kind of wants this thing gone. So, I mean, it's mostly, like, preventing her from getting rest. And she gets a lot of just attacks during her sleep and everything like that. It like keeps her in an upset state of mind, so she can't just relax. So it mostly happens, from my perception at least, when she lays down.
Okay. What it could be is an entity, since you have or she's seen it on her bed. It's probably an entity. Maybe it could even be her original boyfriend at 16, and maybe he passed on. And maybe he's holding on to the energy. I don't know, but, you know, that could be possible. But with something that shows up in your room, that would be an entity. Okay? The other thing would be, you know, did he get upset and maybe curse her or something, put a spell on her, the first boyfriend, to cause this to happen? So that's, I would say that it probably stems from the first boyfriend, okay? That's how I would look at this situation. Now, it could have also triggered in her DNA from the past generations to bring forth entities, too. So, you know, all different ways to look at this. But I would say it started with, in this lifetime anyway, from her first boyfriend. So let's clear that energy out of her. Let's do that. So is she listening to the program?
No, but I am recording it, so she will listen
okay.
to it in the archive.
Okay, great. So let's... We'll clear out the entity of her boyfriend at that time. And it could be the person, maybe they're deceased already. I don't know, but we'll get rid of the energy. So I'm going to go to the sixth chakra. So we're clearing that here. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth chakra, these are cordings. Fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, and first chakra released. So that's the energy that he gave her. Now we'll go and get the energy that she's... could be hanging on to still, not knowing about it, that she now is connecting to him. So here we go, getting her energy back from that boyfriend. So sixth chakra, fifth chakra, this will also work for people listening. It'll just be somebody that you want to think of. Fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. There we go. Did you feel any change in you, Ryan?
Yes, I did.
That's good, because
it was
transferred onto you, too.
Chakra.
So that's great.
Well,
so what I will say to the listening audience, that whenever I do a clearing for, like, one person, if there happens to be a special one like that, it'll normally work for you also. So if we just specify something, you know, or at least you have to specify something to have it healed. So anyway, that is what I would think it could be, and it's probably related to the first boyfriend. You might have her do the self-empowerment clearing. What I would do is I'd do the entity clearing if she's seeing things at her bed, number one, because that would be an entity. Then number two, you may do the self-empowerment, because on that is the hex of spells and curses, okay? And that one might happen to get it away from her. So that might be one way to try that. So.
Well, I perceive that it was really a past life, you know, in the genetics, kind of woke up, maybe some sort of traumatic event, or she was killed by, you know, a partner in some past life. That's what I kind of perceive it as. Is there any way we can get a clearing for, you know, some sort of murder or something like that from, you know,
yeah.
partners in the past life?
Okay, yeah, we can do that. So it could be also related, as this person may not be living, okay? So here we go. Or maybe that energy could think that, by this person not being in her life, that he's deceased, you see, which would be like abandonment. So here we go. Let's do a past life one here. I'm going to go back to 1850, just see what happens here, okay? So here we go, clearing. So one, and everybody else on listening can do the same same clearing here. Think of maybe abandonment. That could be a good issue. We all have that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ryan, how do you feel with that?
All right. Well, I do say that being on the phone with you, I can feel it coming through very strongly. It kind of shocked me, actually. So it's quite a nice thing.
Okay.
How long have you been listening to the show, Ryan, to Ron's show?
Roughly. About 2007 or 2006.
Oh, a long time. Great. Okay.
Yeah.
It's great. I've had a couple of healings, and the thing about it is it's so hard to stay out of this whole courting thing. And I've always come back to Ron's recordings to kind of keep me in center, because no matter what happens, you always get pulled out, you know?
Right.
It's so hard.
Yeah, to function in this world is close to impossible.
Yeah. Well, I do appreciate the online healings, because you can have something going, you know, just as much as you want. So that's really nice. I mean, the free healings on the website.
What ones have you found have made the biggest difference for you? Do you have some favorites that you can talk about?
Well, I like the darkness to light clearing, especially when you wake up. I find that's really the best time to do it. And that's actually probably the one that I like to do a lot, because, like I said, it's so hard to stay clear of this whole tapping into your energy thing that the dark plan wants to do. So that's probably one of the best, and I like the auric field as well. But, to be here now is always nice. They all have their specific little, thing to them that's really nice. I mean, they're all really great.
Yeah, I always do be here now when I sit down at my desk every morning. Before I start work, I get that running. Yeah, and those, for anyone who's new, those are all free ones that Ryan has just mentioned that are in a drop-down box on the top of Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. There's a little green banner at the top of every page, or any page, but also on the home page, and you just click on that, and there they're off to the left. Below the list of healings and the healing code key symbol, then the free healings and recommended healings. So under free healings, you can get all the ones that Ryan is just talking about. So, that's great, Ryan. Thank you. Did you have any other questions for Ron?
No, that's great. Well, I just want to say it was really nice to see Ron kind of evolve through the years as well. like what he's doing now. It's amazing how much, how far the rabbit hole goes,
Yeah, long ways down. It'll start coming up someday, I hope. thank you, Ryan.
For you.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay,
thanks,
bye.
Ryan. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so if anyone else would like to call, the numbers are now neatly lined up under the buttons where you hit on the BBS website, the 530 number, so there's several of those, and then there's a toll-free number if you're in the U.S. and Canada. So, Ron, do you want me to read a little bit from the fast chat? We have a few requests that I wanted to get in before they scroll out, because I know my fast chat's been a bit weird the last few days. Two people, Marie R. and Jerry, are both asking for an indigestion clearing. Is that something that you could do?
Sure, okay. So here we go for indigestion. Let's first see if we have any alien stuff, okay? That's the buzzword these days, I guess. So let's try alien poisoning. And this is also on the website here. So here we go. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Oh, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Nope, some energy there. Alien poisoning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, let's do some waste products here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll do some carcass removals. So for digestion. Could be in there someplace causing problems. 1, 2, maybe blockages. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's see if that's helped everybody. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then JJ at the beginning of the show was asking for a dizziness clearing, which is weird because I woke up all dizzy this morning. My room is actually spinning when I woke up this morning, as though I were drunk, which is really bizarre, very strange feeling. I didn't get up for a little while from that, so maybe a bunch of people are experiencing that, so...
Last night when I was working, getting rid of, I think it was last night or this morning, I lose track of time. But
right.
These energies, when I closed my eyes or just sitting there, I felt like I was moving, oscillating like an eighth of an inch back and forth, you know, in different directions. It wasn't a whole lot, but it was like I was being shaken. So it was really strange to feel that. And that could be maybe what you people are feeling, too. And, you know, you have to kind of, like, pull yourself out. I always double-check with my fingers to see if I'm in, you know, what timeline I'm on, you know, in case I'm in the future or past. They want to know where I am. And I'm almost always in the now, but I always got to double-check to make sure. And then if I am in the now and that's happening to me, then there's something going on with the aliens. So then I go after them. And do all that I can do to figure out what's happening. And that's sometimes a little difficult. Because remember, they start taking your mind energy and giving you transmissions. So I first look for satellites that are trying to hit me. And I can normally spot them. Then I take those out, do battles with them in a sense. In fact, we do have some time on this show. Let's go to the light ship, everybody. And... what we're going to do is go on one of the light ship defense fleet ships. So we all have our own here. This will only work live right now. So we're going there. And these particular ships, you may want to call them UFOs. I don't want to use that as far as a stigma there. But they're basically about 120 feet in diameter. So, okay, caller, it'll take probably 5 minutes here. And we're going up to... into these ships here. Each one of us has our own defense fleet ship, and they're teaching us how to operate it. Let's say once in a while on the conference calls. This is a very special night here, so you can get an idea of what it's like to actually sense, feel pure light as the light ship that you're going to be on, one of the small defense fleet ships. This is what we call like the Star Bethlehem, okay, in a sense. We're going up now. They're teaching us how to operate the ship. We're sitting now in a chair. If you notice on your arms, you're going to find some like a keypad type of thing that your fingers can touch different keypads, okay, one on each side. And you can look all around. The seat spins. And we're going to go out of the light ship right now. So you're going to feel your gravity change. Right now you're in artificial gravity. And... we're going out of the light ship, one-third of the way, two-thirds, and now we're out. So we're going to shoot into the area of light, and also it'll probably eventually go into darkness, okay? Remember, the light is a certain territory. And, in fact, we'll just go to the edge of darkness here. And anything out there that chooses to come to the light can come now. And I want you to actually, all of you are going to have this experience of actually shooting into the darkness. And if anything lights up or moves, then, you know, it's going to come into the light. might even be terminated too. So here we go. And so we're putting out a request for all the darkness to leave that area, these beings, if they don't want to come into the light. Okay, so you're going to be able to see the contrast. This is where I'm going into the darkness, okay? So they're being notified to leave. And they can move over a little bit. Remember, the light does not work in time. So all these beings are in time, and light is instant. So here we go. We're going to project out one of the light frequencies here from your little craft here, we'll call it. And here we go. I'll count to five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And you might actually feel a sense of light in front of you. It's very, very bright. And whatever is in the darkness will probably turn to light during this process here. So we'll see if we have any comments here of how it feels. I see Jerry says tons of heart energy. And yes, this is probably what you're also feeling right now on these defense fleet ships. We're going to now, and if the light hits light, it won't affect it. But if it hits darkness, then it will. We'll go to the jellyfish energies that are trying to invade us right now. And we can now have some fun with that. So the little defense fleet ships know where it is. And you'll be completely protected, so don't worry about having these things crawl back on you or something. It won't be any worse than what it would be normally. In fact, it would probably be less because we're getting rid of some. So here we go. And count to five again. One, two, three, four, and five. And now you're activating whatever you want to call it. It's like a laser, pure white light. And if you can see it, it's just like I mentioned, like an arc welder, electric arc welder. And the spark that initially gets there in the middle, it's just intensified greatly. All you can see is light. And here we go, doing some more hits here, operating this particular, whatever you want to call it, laser light. And you're just blasting the darkness now where these jellyfish energies are. So we'll continue this here. I'll count to five each time. One, two, three, four, five. There you may feel the energy leave. One, two, three, four, five. 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 So you're fighting the darkness right now in these little defense fleet ships. And this morning, the light ship kind of ran out of them. There are so many of these out there fighting these energies that they had to create more.
Wow.
I looked and I said, wow. I mean, there's like not very many around for me to use to go out to fight these things. So I had to create a whole bunch more from the light ship because they're all being used.
Do they all have pilots?
Yes. There's light on each one of these. Yes. There's a crew on each one. And right now we happen to be the pilot, if you want to use that, doing that, and they're helping us out. So you should feel completely energized because you're in pure light. And there may be some of these jellyfish energies wanting to come to the light also, and they can do so. They'll not go through you or attach to your defense fleet ship. They'll be taken care of by the light ship. So if you look behind you, to just turn your little seat around, you're going to see the light ship, and you're going to see how big it is, and it's pure light, and you're just in front of it doing the we'll say the spiritual warfare on this on what's in front of you. But behind you is the light ship, and if you can see it or sense it, it's like breathtaking. So this is just the way it is, and this is what I'm used to. So. Well, I'll come back into the light ship now. And you had your own little experience about fighting the darkness. And we'll come back here to Earth, we'll say. We're back here now. And like I said, this part would not work on the archives. So, we have a caller on, I believe. And we have a little bit of time left here. We got on a little bit late, so we can go to 6 minutes after. So it's like we have maybe, 20 minutes, I believe.
Yeah.
So who's out there on the call line?
Is anybody there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Ron. It's Bernadette from Florida.
Hi, Bernadette.
Hi. I wanted to comment on that clearing that you did for the last caller, the part when you talked about the murder and it was like 1850 or something like that.
Yes, uh-huh.
I have this thing that goes on with my throat and my neck. Whenever I have an adjustment in a certain part of my neck by my chiropractor, I start choking. I just gag. And I never really thought too much about it. And when you said the date, I immediately felt somebody from the back cutting my throat from the right to the left. I've never had that kind of experience like that before, and I just wanted to comment that it actually connected after all the times this has happened. I never even thought that it might be something like that, but it was so vivid, and I just wanted to thank you for that.
Well, you're very welcome. That's great. I'm happy that you had a healing from this.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks, Bernadette.
So, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of good comments about what we just did in the little defense fleet ship. I have one quick question, and then I'll read some of these things. Are we the same size? Because I felt really, really, really way bigger, like way taller. Like my back was really long. You know, if we change?
You may have been up there in your spirit form. So your body may have been on the light ship, and you actually went in there with your spirit to do this. That's a possibility, okay?
I see. Okay. So let's have a look. Stephanie says she started to cry at first with good tears, and Annika said she was feeling it, and Jerry is saying he felt so empowered. It was really awesome, and then he's saying, boom, contact is all it takes. And more tears from Stephanie, and Jake says, that is awesome, interesting looking beings on here with us full of heart energy. And Marie R. is saying thank you. So that was really interesting. I think I've experienced that one other time before, but it's certainly a rare treat. So thanks, Ron. That was really great. So let's have a look. My fast chat is twirling away. Linda, a little bit ago, was asking how long the light ship stays here. And that was back when you were describing the ascension process to somebody. So obviously that's a question in time, because we're in time. So how long does a light ship stay around and near the Earth to do this process? Or I guess throughout the whole
I don't have that exact answer, okay, because things are changeable now. When I first started, they said they'd probably be here for, I think it was about 20 years after the ascension, just to kind of hold the energy.
Oh.
And that was because they didn't want the Galactic Federation to creep in here and people could hold their consciousness enough for 20 years. Right now, I don't know what to say. Because so much has changed as the light ship has uncovered more of the alien stuff, okay? Remember, the light only works in the now, so they don't really know what we're going through that much. And as they start finding out more and more, it doesn't look too good, you know? So this is why they're going after all this alien stuff. It's very interesting. What's interesting to me is that I've been fighting, three main races, and then I had an email from somebody where this lady was channeling, and I won't give her name, but there was a date associated with that, which I think was November 6th, okay, and she was talking about the president and to watch out because these races are here to intervene and cause him problems and different things like that. You may have seen it yourself on websites and stuff, and about a tsunami coming, in Asia or something. But I don't want to point my finger at anybody. But before that time, I was continuously battling the Pleiadians, and the Arcturians and the Syrians. Those are the races that I was actually targeting, and this person came through and says that these are like the saviors here. So it's very interesting. The worst one to me is the Arcturians. It's interesting how the information gets out there from people connecting to something out there. And it's kind of just the way it is, I guess. I won't go any further, but those races are what we're after right now to get them out of here. Because they're still in a lot of judgment, okay? And that's the reason. I imagine there are some good ones possibly, but remember, these races really can't do any threats. And because if they were doing threats to people, government officials, et cetera, then they're not in the light, because then they're still in duality, okay? So I'll just mention that. But I don't necessarily want to knock other channelers or anything else, because there's always some kind of truth out there. Maybe a little twisted, but it might be enough to wake people up a little bit. But remember, the light does not have a history of predetermined results in the future. Everything works in the now, and that's where the light is. If it had to judge anything, then it would be, out of the now. Right now, it's getting rid of the darkness in the territory of light, and mainly it's working with the earth spirit. I won't say that. I won't say mainly. That sounds like that's all that it's doing, okay? One of its many roles right now is working with the earth spirit, because it has to do the ascension for the whole universe of light. So we're like one grain of sand on the ocean beaches, okay? But the earth spirit requested help, and this is why the lightship has intervened to get rid of the aliens that are controlling this planet and humanity and everything on it. And remember, as above, so below. So hopefully that would help you. And this is why we're doing timeline crashing. They started that quite a while ago. And a lot of the timelines could be gone. I can't guarantee that. I'll be putting a new web page on for timeline crashing. So I'd recommend doing that, because they can always come in and create something. And I'll be doing a timeline crash for particular scenarios in your life, situations, et cetera, that you can go in there to get this out of you. So, anyway, I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And speaking of the timeline, Annika was saying on the FOSS chat that she lost 3 minutes today when she was checking the timeline, doing that finger exercise that you told us about with the two index fingers, and she did it at 8:18, I guess 8:18 this morning, and she did it for half a minute, and then she looked back and it was 8:23, not 8:18 and a half, I guess. So that's pretty curious.
Boy, interesting, huh?
Yeah. So that half of a minute turned into five on the clock.
Very interesting, yeah. So, where can we go from here?
All right. I just had to go into the archive, so I'm trying to get the current... I think I've gone in the wrong direction. Hold on, everybody. Let me try and get back to where we were. Well, let's see. Did you do a dizziness clearing, Ron? I can't remember. I know I brought
it up. Oh, no, we'll do that. I talked about and went on to the light ship to... So here we go. Clearing for dizziness, being dizzy. So let's take away the orb energies from us here. That's probably causing that, I think. So here we go. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And yawning again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. See if that's helped everybody. But yeah, I did feel dizzy this morning, I believe. Or it was last night. You know, for me, I'm out of time, and it's very difficult to even go back to this morning. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, Stephanie is asking, speaking of time, can you tell if I was murdered before or after 1850? So maybe Stephanie had an experience, too, when you were doing that. I did, too, actually. I was having a lot of throat stuff going on when Ryan was talking about his partner and the nighttime stuff. So Stephanie's asking if she was murdered before or after 1850. Is that something?
Yeah, it feels like it. I'd say it feels like it's more like prior to that. But, I'd say 1800 to 1850, yes.
Okay, so what do we do? Which clearings would we do if we feel we've been murdered in another life?
Boy.
Be a good one for that one. I'm blanking out here.
Yeah, you'd probably want to do a seven generational clearing to go back that far.
Would that do your spirit, though, having its own body, or would that just do your genetic line that you came down? That's kind of two different things, right?
You want to do the physical body clearing. I don't know. You might put in, I never thought of this here, but if you people have done the alien death barcode, I'll just throw this out to you. If you've paid for it, go back in there again and put down a lifetime, maybe like for the 1800s to 1900. Just type it in after your name and do an alien death barcode on there. See what happens.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and then see what gets taken away. So.
Yeah. Now, Linda is asking, this is interesting, is anyone else having cats being very needy? And I'm having that. The cat that sort of lives here. Yeah, he's not really my cat, but he thinks he is, and he lives here all day and evening and even stays some nights, and he's just been smashed up against me for several days, for about a week now, and just following me and sitting at my feet wherever I go. Yeah, so I'll say yes to that, Linda. I have. I don't know about other people, but I've been finding that.
Yeah, well, cats are very sensitive, so they're probably actually feeling the energy of what's coming aboard, and they look for you for probably assistance. So, yeah, they're probably feeling those critter energies of the jellyfish invading us. That's what I would guess.
Oh, yeah. Okay, did we just have a beep?
I think we did.
Is anybody there?
Yeah, okay. Yes. Three requests, please. First request is if the light ship could please go after the Billy Meyer Pleiadians. Second, if they could please go after the James Gilligan Pleiadians. And third, if they could please go after the Pleiadians in the city of Houston, Texas. Thank you. Bye.
Boy, okay. The one with James, I can't necessarily do because then I'm in judgment. Billy Meyer, so we'll just try to go after the Pleiadians that people use because they don't want to necessarily poke my finger at people, which would make them, feel like they're bad or not agreeing with me. So I don't want to get involved with finger pointing, okay? I think you all understand that. But we will go after the Pleiadians right now, okay? So, everybody, here we go. You can have your own experience on this here. We'll go back to our little defense fleet ships. We're in them right now. And the ones that are causing us problems, this only work right now live, that have us in timelines, so you're going to know what timeline you're on associated with the Pleiadians, okay, and how they're interfering with your life. So here we go. We're going to be blasting them. So I'll just count to five each time and just see how you feel. I never thought I'd get you guys to do this here, but here we go. And that's your own choice if you wish to do this. So you're in your defense fleet ship now, ready to go. Already had your training. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Remember, you're probably seeing white light each time I hit 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. Okay, now we'll come back from the light ship, and we're here. So we have about 4 more minutes left on the show here. And hopefully you feel different right now. So remember, if these races of the Pleiadians were fine, there would be no interference at all in your life right now. So if you did feel yourself get freed up somewhat, that's what we're going after, okay? And like I said, that's the only way you can really find out on the alien attack page on the website, you know, which ones are messing with you, because you can put their name in and just see how you feel afterwards. And that's the main thing, is not to listen to me or anything else. Just try it and see what one makes you feel better. So another thing would be the sensory clearing with that death process too. If you had a problem with death, you may want to do the emotional clearing for the centuries. And that's all your past lives. So we'll see what comes up on the fast chat real quick here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Ron, when did we get our training? You just said we'd all had our training.
Okay. On the light ship, you're out of time, remember?
Right.
And so you could be up there for 10 hours and they can instruct you what to do. And down here, it's, you know, next to nothing. That's why we went through this process so quickly.
Amazing. Fascinating.
So, how did you feel, Carrie?
Well, I felt really, really tall again. I feel like I'm 15 feet tall. It's really bizarre. I love it. Happy to help any time. I feel enormous. I feel so powerful.
Yeah,
and I found
sounds
I was
good.
Doodling. I just looked down, and on the last one, I doodled a bullseye on my pad here.
Oh, okay.
That's so funny. Wow, yeah, it's great. That's really great. Okay, Sarah is asking for pink energy and white energy.
Okay, so here we go. Let's bring in some pink energy and white energy. So stronger, we'll bring in the pink. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's see here. This is white light from the light ship. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So we got 2 more minutes left. Maybe we can get someone on the fast chat here. Somebody wants to call in maybe and describe what they felt on the little defense fleet ship that you're on. You could do that too, but I don't want to run too far over. I think we started about 7 after, so we got 2 minutes left. Or just type something in the fast chat. It'd be interesting to see how you feel. So back to you, Carrie. And I will say that we have a Q&A, if you like, this coming Friday. I'll mention that again. 8 o'clock Pacific time. 646 on a conference call, 646-519-5800. PIN number is 9009. And then we have our 8-hour calls coming up, one this Sunday and the next Sunday also. So that's very good for getting rid of these alien critters, just like these jellyfish energies that are floating around, attaching to us, et cetera. We do lots of that. You know, check out the few sample healings from BBS done maybe a year or two ago, and just kind of see how it resonates with you. But a lot of people love the calls because they feel better afterwards. So back to you, Carrie.
Okie doke. I don't see any more questions, but Sarah's saying she feels so full of light, and thank you. And Terry is saying, I am so empowered. Eric, maybe we can do your question about the Nordic timeline on Friday's show, because I don't think we have time now. I'll make a note of that and try and remember to remind Ron, and perhaps you can type it in if you're listening on Friday. So Friday's show is right before the Q&A, so 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on BBS. That's over on Station 2. And I think that's it. We have a couple more meowing cats. Rhonda has a meowing cat. So I get the cats are really tuned into this stuff.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
What you're doing lately, Ron. I have 07 on my computer. I don't know where you're at time-wise. I don't know if we can go.
Yeah, I think we're probably basically about done. So.
Yeah.
Boy.
Okay.
Well,
that was a fun show. Thank you.
Let's, in closing, the light chip is getting rid of, you know, these timelines still. The main ones the last few days, maybe from Monday on, was the attacks from the jellyfish energies with their UFO crafts coming down here to give us timelines for the 2012 abduction. And the jellyfish are the Arcturians. Excuse me, they're not. It's the orb energy. I don't know what race is attached to the jellyfish yet. When I find out, I'll let you guys know. So you may want to go on... the darkness to light clearing and put in jellyfish. Maybe you might say some of them. And maybe they want to come to the light too. Remember, we just did some blasting of them, so they may want to surrender, you know. But they have to come into light. The life form will still be what a jellyfish is, but it'll be created by the light as opposed to darkness, and they have a spirit. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Next program is BBS Radio, and that would be Wednesday,
Friday.
7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. So thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron.
And everybody, you know, get some questions ready for the fast chat. Maybe write them down since they're fresh in your mind right now. And, you know, I love callers, too. So we'll see you later, everybody. Have a wonderful evening, and I'll bring in some peace energy through the light beam. So you can click on it on BBS if you want, just underneath where the stations are and the telephone numbers. Just click on that, and then you can go to the light beam just scrolling down. So here we go. Peace, energy, and I'll close off here. So thank you so much. See you later, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everybody.